It's a wonderful day because it does express great friendship, I feel, for Great Britain. I started my career here in Great Britain 40 years ago. I was based in Chelsea in London, and 40 years after we are going to develop a wonderful venture with an English company at Schwanzfield and with my friend Patrick McGrath. It's also wonderful because this part of the world in Kent, near Canterbury, is twinned with the city of Reims, where I live. My father was a deputy mayor of Reims when he twinned the city of Reims with Canterbury, and we are very close from Canterbury, so it's a synonymous for me of the excellent friendship between our two countries. The weather is nice. The water is a very key issue for the world today. For me, the most important thing is to feel the sunshine in the glass, you know, and the sparkling wine will have the color of the sunshine. And what is important is to sell some sunshine for our happiness, for our hearts, you know. For me, to have rains is a sign of good luck. The soil is going to be excellent for the production of good Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, Chardonnay grapes. It's a chalky soil. We need chalk, and with a very good exposure. Also, with the global warming, progressively, I think it will be a very good texture to make an excellent wine. We produce good sparkling wines all over the world, and it will not be a competition. I don't see it in this way. It will be a complementary production between people who like to produce excellent bubbles. We have not done it in terms of competition. We have done it in terms of friendship, and also because we are convinced that we can grow and produce an excellent sparkling wines here in this land of Kent.